肯放我们的爱，不是我们爱你，是你爱我们，是你紧紧地抓住我们，直到如今你仍然爱我们，你的爱没有转动的婴儿，大山小山能够迁移，但是你向着我们的爱永远没有改变。我们的主，我们感谢你，我们今天所以在这里，我们知道是你永远的爱爱了我们，所以我们就愿意在你的爱的海洋里面，把我们自己更投身在其中，好消失在爱的海洋中。所以我们主，今天早晨我们因着你怜悯和恩典，我们再一次一同聚集在你的面前。当我们来到至圣所，我们求你在这里与我们相会，就在施恩座前，当我们与你面对面的时候，我们求你对我们说话。我们感谢你，这些日子你的话语并不稀少，就在这个时候你要对我们每一个人说话，但愿借着这些话把我们带进属天的丰富。所以我们把整个的聚会交在你的手中，我们说我们恭敬等候在你面前，我们愿意像玛利亚一样坐在你的脚前，要拣选那上好的部分。我们的主，我们感谢你，我们等候，但愿你在这里对我们每一个人说话，听我们的祷告，靠着基督可爱的名。
请我们看提摩太前书。
Let's turn to First Timothy.
提摩太前书第四章。
First Timothy chapter 4.
我们从第六节念到第十六节。
And we'll read from verse 6 to the end of the chapter.
提摩太前书第四章第六节。
First Timothy chapter 4, verse 6.
你若将这些事提醒弟兄们，便是基督耶稣的好知识，在真道的话语和你想来所顺从的善道上得了教养。
In pointing out these things to the brethren, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus, constantly nourished on the word of faith and of sound doctrine which you have been following.
只是要弃绝那世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话，在敬虔上操练自己。
But have nothing to do with worldly fables, fit only for old women. On the other hand, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness.
操练身体一处蛮少，唯独敬虔凡事都有一处，应有今生和来世的应许。
For bodily discipline is only of little profit, but godliness is profitable for all things, since it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come.
这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
It is trustworthy statement deserving full acceptance.
我们劳苦努力，真是为此，因我们的指望在乎永生的神，他是万人的救主。更是信徒的救主。
For it is for this we labor and strive, because we have fixed our hope on the living God, who is the Savior of all men, and especially of believers.
这些事你要吩咐人，也要教导人。
Prescribe and teach these things.
不可叫人小看你年轻，终要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、亲切上都做信徒的榜样。
Let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, show yourself an example of those who believe.
你要以劝读、劝勉、教导为念，只等到我来。
Until I come to give attention to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation and teaching.
你不要轻看受这些恩赐，就是从前借着预言，在众长老按手的时候赐给你的。
And do not neglect the spiritual gift within you, which was bestowed upon you through the prophetic utterance with the laying on of hands by the presbytery.
这些事你要殷勤去做，并要在此专心，使众人看出你的长进来。
Take pain with these things, be absorbed in them, so that you, your progress may be evident to all.
第十六节。
16.
你要谨慎自己，并自己的教训，要在这些事上恒心，因为这样行，又能救自己，又能救听你的人。
Pay close attention to yourself and do your teaching. To your teaching, persevere in these things. For as you do this, you will ensure salvation both for yourself and for those who hear you.
我们就是念这一段的圣经。
That's the portion we'll read for now.
我们这一次的主题是敬拜、侍奉和话语的指示。
The theme for this conference is worship, prayer, and the ministry of God's word.
我们深深的感觉，在这最末后这一段的时间
，We deeply sense that in this last days,
神在教会的中间。是寻找一般真正敬拜他的人。
God in this end time is seeking those who would worship Him.
神也在那里呼召一般祷告的人。
And He's calling those who would pray before Him.
神同时也是在那里寻找一般能传他话语的人。
And He's looking for those who can be ministers of His word.
我们深深的感觉。这是在我们这一段的时间中神所要的。
And we sense deeply that this is what the Lord is looking for amongst His people.
巴不得我们都能在神面前做敬拜的人。
May we all be worshippers before our God.
因为我们的神是配得做我们的敬拜。
Because our God is worthy of our worship.
也巴不得我们都能做守望的人。
And it will be all those who are watchmen.
在那里等候我们的主回来。
And waiting for the coming of our King.
精心祷告。
Watch and pray.
也巴不得在我们这一个时代。
May the Lord in our days.
能兴起许多的人能做他。
And He will raise up many who can be ministers of His word.
所以这个是我们这一次聚会的负担。
And this is the burden the Lord has laid in our hearts.
我的那一份就是与弟兄姊妹交通神话语的指示。
Our brother's responsibility is to share the ministry of God's word.
当我们来默神话语的时候
When we are in touch with God's word
我们一念感觉这是何等珍贵的事
We know this is most solemn and this most honorable thing
但是另外一面也实在是非常严肃的事
On the other hand, it's very solemn
因为神的话就是他的旨意
Because God's word is God himself
太初有道道与神同在道就是神
In the beginning was the word and the word was with God and the word was God
太初有话
In the beginning was the word
这个话就是神
This word was God himself
所以每一次我们来默神话语的时候
So every time we are in touch with God's word
我们实在是在这里默我们的神
We indeed touching God himself
同时我们也看见神所有的工作差不多全部是借着他的话来做
And we also have seen that God's work almost all God's work are the result of His word
如果我们把神的话从他的工作里头除去
If we remove God's word from God's work
我们可以说神几乎在地上 就没有工作。
We can say that in that case, God almost had no work on this earth.
神今天是说话的神。
God today is God who speaks.
我们感谢神，因为他说话。
We thank God because He speaks.
如果他不说话，我们永远不能认识他。
If He does not speak to us, we will never get to know Him.
如果他说话，不说话，地上永远没有什么工作。
If God does not speak, then there will be no God's work on this earth.
但是有一件事非常的奇妙。
But there's one thing that is very wonderful.
就是神要借着人来说话。
It is that God through man, He wants to speak to man through man.
当我们看创世纪的时候，
When we look into the book of Genesis,
我们看见当初神在伊甸园里面与亚当面对面说话。
So we find there that God in the Garden of Eden spoke to Adam face to face.
同时我们看见在创世纪里神也自己向我们这些的父老说话。
And we also seen there that God also speaks to those who are the patriarchs.
他向挪亚说话。
He spoke to Noah.
他向亚伯拉罕说话。
He spoke to Abraham.
他向以撒说话。
He spoke to Isaac.
他向雅各说话。
And he spoke to Jacob.
好像神在那里自己向他们说话。
As though God spoke directly to them.
但是当我们到出埃及记的时候，
And when we come to the book of Exodus,
我们看见神向摩西自己的说话。
And God spoke directly to Moses.
在荆棘的火焰中，
He spoke to him in the burning bush.
他对摩西说话。
And he spoke to him there.
他差遣他到埃及去拯救他自己的百姓。
And there he commissioned him to go to Egypt to deliver his people.
摩西把以色列人从埃及带出来。
And Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt.
到了西南山下。
And when they came to Mount Sinai,
神在那里要对他的百姓说话。
And that God was speaking to his people.
他要把十条诫赐给他的百姓。
And he gave them the Ten Commandments.
但是我们看到出埃及二十章的时候，
But when we come to Exodus chapter 20,
我们看见以色列的百姓对摩西说，
And the Israelites spoke to Moses,
你到神那里去听神的话。
You go along and listen to the word of God.
然后把这个话来告诉我。
And then you come back and tell what he has spoken.
因为他们心中害怕。
Because they were fearful.
他们看见雷轰、闪电、地震。
Because they saw the thunder, the lightning, and the earthquake.
他们不敢听神的话。
They dare not to hear God's word.
他说你把神的话听了来告诉我们。
He said you listen to God's word and you come back and tell us what God says to you.
凡是神所吩咐的，我们都要遵守。
Whatever God tells us to do, we will obey.
好像从那个时候开始。
As though from that moment onward.
一直到旧约在先知书里面。
Until the end of the Old Testament.
我们看见神好像不再自己对人说话。
As though God did not speak to his people directly.
因为人没有能听他话的耳朵。
Because men have no ear to hear God's word.
因为人的心里惧怕。
Because God, in man's heart there was that fear.
不敢听神的话。
They dare not to hear God's word.
所以神就开始把他的话赐给众先知。
And so therefore God entrusted his word to the prophet.
在希伯来书第一章第一节告诉我们说，
In Hebrews 1 chapter 1,
在古时的时候神借着众先知多次多方向我们的立足说话。
In the past, God spoke to the prophets in portions in many ways.
神就用先知来对他的百姓说话。
God used prophets to speak to his own people.
但是这些的话语是多次是多方的。
But these words from the prophets, they are in fragments and they are in many ways.
神要多次的说话。
God has to speak to them often.
并且神借着先知所说的话都是片片段段的。
And so what was spoken to the prophets, they are all in fragments and pieces.
因为我们知道就是众先知他们还是软弱的人。
Even the best prophet, they are still a very weak vessel in God's hand.
神没有办法把他所有的话全部的记着哪一个先知来告诉我们。
God cannot entrust his full word, all his word to one particular prophet.
但是感谢赞美神。
But praise God.
等到日期满足的时候。
When the fullness of time came,
话道就成了肉身。
And word became flesh.
神的话穿上了一个人的身体。
God's word tabernacle on the human flesh.
他的名字叫做耶稣。
And his name is Jesus.
睡在这么厚的日子，神就在他儿子的里面向人说。
So in this last days, God speaks in his son.
我们的主在地上的时候，
When the Lord was on the earth,
不但他替神说话，
He not only spoke for God,
并且他整个的人就是神的话。
He himself, the entire person, the Lord, he himself is God's word.
他是神。
He was God.
但是他也是人。
But he was also man.
他也有我们人的那一个性情。
And he also has human nature.
他也是有我们人的生命。
He also has a human life.
但是我们看见。
But we notice.
虽然我们的主他为人的生命也是没有罪。
But we know his life, human life is sinless life.
我们这个人的生命都带着罪。
But our human flesh, we have that sinful nature within us.
但是我们的主是从圣灵怀胎而降生的。
And our Lord was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born that way.
所以他是那圣者。
And he was the Holy One.
他虽然在地上做人，
even though he was on the earth as a man,
他也有人的生命像你我一样。
He also has a human life like you and I.
但是他那个人的生命里面是没有罪的。
But that life of his is a sinless life.
但是虽然这样，
even though it's this way,
我们看见当他在地上的时候，
and when he was on this earth,
当他在那里说话的时候，
when he was speaking,
他说我凭着自己我不能说话。
He said, out of myself, I can say nothing.
他凭着自己没有话。
In himself, he has no word.
凡是他从父那里听见的，他就说出来。
What he hears from the Father, that he speaks.
他告诉我们说，
He told us,
我凭着自己我不能行事。
He said, out of myself I can do nothing.
我行的事乃是我从父那里所看见。
What I do is because of what see the Father is doing.
是父在我里面说话。
It's the Father who speaks within me.
是父在我里面做他的事。
It's the Father who is doing his work through me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
虽然我们的主可以说自己的话，
Even though our Lord Jesus can say his own word,
并且如果他说自己的话，他的话也是不错的。
If he says words from himself, his words will be good words.
虽然我们的主可以做他自己的事，
Also our Lord can do his own work,
他所做的事也都是公义对的。
And all his work will be good work and righteous work.
但是我们主在地上一生的日子，
But our Lord's life on this earth,
他降服在父的底下。
He submit himself completely to the Father.
他拒绝他的自己。
He denied himself.
他那完全的自己他都完全的拒绝。
He put himself aside.
他所有的话语所有的工作都是凭着父做的。
All his words and all his work came from his Father.
所以我们看见在我们的主耶稣的生活上，
So we see in the life of our Lord Jesus,
他能把他的父完全表明
出来。 So he can fully declare his father.
这是主耶稣在地上话语的指示。
This is the ministry of our Lord Jesus on this earth.
是绝对是完全。
It's absolute and it's complete.
在新约的时候，
In the New Testament time,
神就兴起一般众先知众使徒和先知来。
And the Lord raised up the apostles and the prophets.
神就把他的奥秘向他们显现。
And the Lord revealed his mystery to them.
所以我们看见有新约话语的指示。
So we notice there are New Testament ministers of God's word.
但是为着神要说话的缘故
，because God wants to speak through them，
神在这一班人的身上要做非常严格的工作。
So the Lord must do in this life a very drastic work.
因为这些众使徒也像我们一样是人
，because the apostles they were just like us.
在他们的身上有许许多多的软弱
and in their life they have many weaknesses like we do
他们会有自己的思想
they have their own thoughts
他们会有自己的主张
they have their own opinion
他们会有自己的情感
they have their own feelings
因此神没有办法用他们来说他的话
and therefore God cannot use them that way to speak their word, his word
神必须在他们身上做很严格的工作
God must do a very drastic work in this life
把他们里面一切不是出于神的东西用十字架来除去
and through the cross God must remove in their lives all that is contrary to himself
然后神才能把他的话放在他们里面
and then later the Lord can entrust his word unto them
当他们在哪里说话的时候
and when they are speaking
不但能把神的话传出来
they not only speak God's word
并且能把他们自己监狱个人的良心
but also what they speak can also can well they are conscience will be at ease.
新约话语的知识
The New Testament ministry of God's word
和旧约话语的知识有一点不同
There's a difference between the New Testament ministry of God's word and that of the Old Testament ministry of God's word.
旧约话语的知识是神的话领导人
And the Old Testament ministry of God's word is that God's word came upon His prophet.
而这个人的本身好像没有多大的关系
As though the word has not much to do with the person himself
但是新约话语的知识却不是这样
But that's not the case with the New Testament ministry of God's word
因为新约话语的知识是根据主耶稣的知识
Because the New Testament ministry is based upon the ministry of the Lord Jesus
再加上旧约的模式
and plus the revelation from the Old Testament
所以在新约的时代
so in the New Testament time
神说要用做他话语出口的人
so those who the Lord would like to use as the minister of his word
神必须在他们身上做一番的工作
God must do a work in this life
因为他们不但是要传神的话
because they are not only ministering God's word
并且像保罗在哥林多后书所说的
like Apostle Paul what do you say in 2 Corinthians
在哥林多后书第四章他说
and chapter 4 2 Corinthians he put it this way
当他们在那里他说我们领受了这个职分
he said we have received this ministry
我们就不随便讲神的话
and we'll be careful what we utter
对于神的话他不能把它随便来改
we cannot fairly treat God's word
要忠忠心心地把神的话说出来
we must faithfully discharge God's word
但是除了这个之外
but more than this
他说我们要把我们自己监狱个人的良心
and we must do it with clear conscience
我们要把我们自己监狱个人的良心
Okay, let me just put it this way. Manifesting truth, verse 2, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
他不但是要传真理,
not only teaching truth,
他要借着自己监狱个人的良心。
Yes, but commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
换一句话说,
in other words,
不但他传话,
not only speaking the word,
他这个人就要代表他所传的话。
This man represents what he preaches.
所以在新约话语的知识里有很严格的要求。
So in the Old New Testament ministry, there is a very high demand.
好像说我们都是一个瓦器
Even though we, just like we are all vessels
我们有一个宝贝在瓦器的里面
There is a treasure within this vessel
我们知道哥林多后书从第一章开始
We know 2 Corinthians from chapter 1
一直到第四章
until chapter 4
可以说都是讲到话语的知识
we can say it's all related to this ministry of God's word
所以他在这里告诉我们说我们是瓦器
so it puts here we are vessels
但是在瓦器的里面有宝贝
and we are earthen vessels but there's treasure within the vessel
要显明这么大的能力是出于神
As to manifest the surpassing greatness of God, it's not ourselves but God.
We are
not preaching ourselves, we are preaching Christ.
但是呢,
but we are vessels.
We are
all earthen vessels.
你知道瓦器啊, 乃是不透明的,
you know, earthen vessels are not transparent.
但是我们里面有个宝贝
But inside there is a treasure
这个宝贝就是我们的主
This treasure is the Lord Jesus
但是要这个宝贝的光能照出去
But for this treasure the radiancy could be manifested
这个瓦器必须要破碎
And this vessel needs to be broken
如果瓦器没有裂痕的话
If the vessel is not cracked
这个宝贝的光就要被它隐藏起来
Otherwise the radiancy will be hidden within the vessel
所以保罗才说
And therefore, pulpit this
我们四位仇敌,
we are surrounded by the adversary
但是就不被捆住
But we are not bound
我们看哥林多后书第四章
Okay, let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4
第七节
Verse 7
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里 要写明这么大的能力 是出于神不是出于我们
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the surpassing greatness of the power may be of God and not from ourselves
怎样能出于神而不是出于我们呢
How can it be of God and not of ourselves
因为当人与我们接触的时候
Because when men are in touch with us
他们所接触的是瓦器
What they see is the vessel.
所以他们怎么能是出于神而不是出于我们?
How can it be of God and not of man?
这里有一个需要.
Then there is a requirement here.
那就是说，这个瓦器一定要破碎.
In other words, the vessel needs to be broken.
这个瓦器怎么能破碎呢?
How can this vessel be broken?
我们四位受敌却不被捆住.
For we are affected in every way but not crushed.
心里作难却不知死亡.
We are perplexed but not despairing.
受逼迫却不被丢弃.
Persecuted and not forsaken.
打倒了却不知死亡.
Struck down but not destroyed.
身上常带着耶稣的死, 使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上.
Always carrying about the body of the dying of Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body.
所以你就看见说,
so we can see here,
为着神要把他的话语从我们里面释放的缘故,
in order for God's word can be, so that God's word can be released to us,
圣灵就安排各种各样的环境,
and the Holy Spirit arranging our environment,
借着各种的环境,
through all kinds of circumstances,
叫我们这个瓦器能破碎,
so that this vessel can be broken.
这样, 里面宝贝的光就能照出来
And then the light of the treasure may manifest
但是有一件事很稀奇
But there's one thing that's very miraculous
虽然瓦器是破碎的
Even though the vessel is broken
但是当这个光出来的时候
But when the radiancy comes out
并没有把这个瓦器完全除掉
But it did not remove or destroy this vessel completely
我们有一个准确的字 我只能说 这个瓦器，那个空气的气，这个瓦器还在那呢。
The earthen portion still there, something of the earthen.
让我稍微多说一点。当神记住保罗说话的时候
，When God speaks through Paul,
我们知道保罗这个瓦器是被破碎的。
We know Paul as a vessel was a broken vessel.
我们如果说哥林多后书的话,
if you read 2 Corinthians,
我们可以看见说,他这个瓦器的破碎恐怕是超过平常神的破碎。
We can say that the brokenness Paul went through is more so than all the other apostles.
所以这个神的话语从他里面冲出来也是非常的雄壮。
And so the word came through Paul was most strong, most vital.
所有从保罗里面出来的话是神的话。
So therefore the word spoke through Paul, speak through Paul was indeed God's word.
但是还是带着保罗的那个气。
But it still has the flavor of Paul.
我们在那里读保罗的书信，他不必说是我保罗写的。
So when you read Paul's, so he doesn't have to say it's my epistle.
我们知道这是保罗写的。
We know it's Paul's epistle.
因为这个保罗的那个气质、那个 temperament 从他里面也培育出来。
Yes, because we see the Paul's temperament is it became part of his epistle.
你如果读彼得的书信的话
and if you read Peter's epistle,
你立刻知道这是彼得
and you recognize it was Peter's
epistle 因为彼得的那个气质出来了
because Peter's temperament is there
但是虽然神的话是从彼得的气质里头出来的
even though the words came through Peter
但是里面却没有彼得
but there's no Peter
没有彼得那一个原来的人
there's not the original Peter there
你如果读约翰的书信也是一样。
If you read John's epistle, you find the same.
我们在那里读约翰所写的东西。
When you read Paul, John's writing,
比方说约翰福音
to the Gospel of John,
他没有说是约翰写的。
He did not say, I, John, who wrote it.
但是你读了之后，你知道彼得不会写约翰福音。
And after you read John's epistle, you know it was not written by Peter.
保罗也不会写约翰。
It's not written by Paul.
只有约翰能写。
Only Paul A. John can write it.
真是神在约翰里面所做了特别的工作。
Not only the Lord has done a special work in John's life,
并且约翰这一个人的气质也流露出来。
And also there's a temperament, his personality is also flowing there.
你知道弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
我们每一个人神造我们
，When God created us,
他不但造了我们不同的身体。
He not only feels us bodily that we are all different.
我常常觉得稀奇。
Sometimes I find it very strange.
因为有个弟兄告诉我说
，A brother told me,
你看世界上千千万万的人，没有一个人的脸是一样的。
There are thousands, millions of human beings on this earth. No two faces look alike.
如果一样的话，我们都认不出来。
If they are all alike, then we cannot recognize them.
但是你这个脸上只有几件东西。
But maybe on the face we only have two.
只有两个眉毛，两个眼睛，一个鼻子，一个口，两个耳朵。
We don't have two eyes, two eyebrows, one nose, one mouth, and two ears.
但神能把几个东西啊放在一个很小的范围里面。
And the Lord can put these two things in a very small area of our faces.
能装到一个时候啊，地步啊，没有两个人是相同的。
And they can do in such way that no two faces are alike.
那请问人能不能做这个
？Now can man do this?
只有我们的神，他能再也能做这个。
On our Lord, our God can do such a thing.
但是这个还不稀奇。
But that is not really good enough.
你知道我们不但身体有一个形象
，Even though our body has a form and shape,
我们的魂也有一个形象。
And our soul also has a shape.
我们这个魂的形象就是我们的气质。我们的 temperament,
this the shape of our soul is our temperament.
有的人的气质是急性的
，some temperament is a little bit impulsive.
有的人的气质是慢性的
some other temperament is very on the withdrawal.
有的人是外向的，有的人是内向的。
Some are extroverts and some are introverts.
我们个人的气质都是不同的。
We all have different temperament.
这个是奇妙的事。
This is most wonderful.
我们神造我们就是这样。
That's the way He created us.
你如果这个慢性的人，永远是慢性。
If you're a slow temperament, you're forever slow person.
稍微能快一点，但是还是慢的。
Even though you can be faster and you're still very slow.
你如果是个急性的人，能慢一点还是快的。
If you're very quick tempo person, even though you're very fast, but you still, it can be slowed down, but you still fast.
因为这个就是代表我们的 individuality, 我们这个个格。
And this represents our individuality.
这个个格一直到永远在心间心地里还在那。
This individuality will remain until even in new heaven and new earth.
你知道十二个根基是十二个使徒。
We know the 12 foundation of the 12 apostles.
你还能认识彼得来的。
And you can recognize Peter there.
但是虽然是彼得，却又不是彼得。
Even though it's Peter, and yet it's not Peter.
是主。 It is the Lord. 是主在彼得的那一个哥哥里面显出。
It is the Lord expressed himself through Peter's temperament.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你不要在那里埋怨你自己。
So do not there, despise yourself.
也不要埋怨你这个外面的形状。
Do not feel bad because you have a not very good looking feature.
每一个都是神所创造。
Everyone of you is God's natural. Everyone is beautiful.
你也不要埋怨你这个里面魂的那个形状。
And don't worry about the shape of your soul.
巴不得你像某某人那样。
And wishing your soul is like so.
你是一个急性的人。
And you are temperate person.
你巴不得像那个慢性的人。
You want to be a slow person like so and so.
你永远不会像。
You can never be the other person.
因为神没有这样造你。
Because God did not create you.
如果你要模仿他，就出事情。
If you want to imitate him, and you have problems.
神是爱我们每一个人。
God loves everyone and he wants to have that shape in yourself. But the most wonderful thing is here.
当神在你里面工作的时候,
when God begins to work in you,
能工作到一个地步,
he can work to such an extent.
是你又不是你。
It's you and yet it's not you.
是主，但是里面还是有你。
It is the Lord and yet there's some element of you there.
但是这个你又不是你这个老旧你。
But this you is not the old you.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是奥秘。
This is the mystery.
所以我们在这里看见。
So here we can see.
神一面要破碎这个瓦器。
On one hand, the Lord wants to, this vessel needs to be broken.
但是有没有把这个瓦器完全除掉？
But he did not throw away this vessel.
他能把他的话从这个破碎的瓦器里面显出来。
He can speak his word through this broken vessel.
这一个就是新约话语的指示。
This is a New Testament ministry of God's word.
所以新约话语的指示不是那么的简单。
So to be a minister of the New Testament God's word is not that a simple matter.
保罗他写信给提摩太。
And Paul wrote to Timothy.
我们知道保罗与提摩太的关系非常的深。
And we know the relationship between Paul and Timothy was one very intimate.
当保罗第二次出去传道的时候,
And when Paul's on his second missionary journey,
他到了罗斯德一国内的地方,
And when he came to Lystra and Iconium,
那里的弟兄们就在那里推荐这个少年人提摩太,
And there they introduced Timothy to Apostle Paul.
提摩太他的外祖母和他的母亲都是敬畏神的。
Timothy's grandmother and mother, they were both godly women.
好像从小他们就培养这个孩子。
And in his youth, he was nurtured in the things of God.
所以他从小就明白圣经。
And so from his youth, he was acquainted with God's word.
很可能保罗第一次到这些地方传道的时候。
And so when Paul was preaching in those places,
Timothy,
And Timothy came to know the Lord.
所以保罗称提摩太是他用真道所生的儿子。
And so Paul Timothy was one that he gave birth to.
当他第二次再到那些地方去的时候。
And so when Paul on his second missionary journey,
那这个罗斯德异国恋的弟兄就推荐提摩太。
And the in Lystra and Iconia and Timothy was somehow manifested.
因为好像提摩太在这个短短的年日中,
as though in this brief time, short time,
已经被圣灵显明在话语上乃是有他的指示。
The Lord has manifested in Timothy's life that he has this potential to be minister of God's word.
所以保罗就把提摩太带着出去。
And then Paul took Timothy with him.
当保罗在各地传道的时候,
so when Paul was preaching in various places,
and Timothy 就陪着他在一起,
and Timothy accompanied him,
从保罗的身上有更多的学习,
and he learned much from Apostle Paul.
那等到最末后的那一段时期,
and at the end of that period,
保罗他还是顾念提摩太,
and Paul was still caring very much for Timothy.
所以我们看见有提摩太前后书。
And so therefore we have these two epistles, 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy.
提摩太前书乃是保罗在罗马 监禁被释放之后写的是。
And first Timothy was written by Paul when during his first release from the Roman prison.
如果我们对于历史的看法是准确的话，
if our looking at history is accurate,
我们知道保罗第一次他被遣送到罗马。
We know first imprisonment of Paul was in Rome.
使徒行传末了的时候说，他两年住在他自己所住的那个房子里。
So at the end of the Acts chapter 8, we were told that Paul was staying in his own rented house.
他能放胆的不受拦阻的传神的国和主耶稣的道。
And he was unrestricted. He was preaching the kingdom of God.
很可能那一次他宣告无罪。
Possibly at that time he was declared innocent.
所以他被释放。
And he was released.
他就有机会重新再探望这些他过去所工作的地方。
And so he renewed his ministry and he visited all the assemblies.
也照他所心愿的，他到西班牙去。
And also according to this time he went to
Spain. 他把提摩太留在以弗所。
And he left Timothy in Ephesus.
他就写信给提摩太。
And he wrote his epistle to Timothy.
那么在提摩太前书第四章的里面，
In First Timothy chapter 4,
特别给我们看见他对于一个话语之事的看法。
And so we can see there this matter of how Paul looked at this ministry of God's word.
一个做话语之事的人是怎样来做话语的知识？
How can one become a minister of God's word?
这一个在提摩太前书第四章说得很清楚。
And we find it in First Timothy chapter 4.
他说你要讲这些的话教训人。
He said you have to yes, you have to pointing these things to the brethren.
这样你就受了教育了。
And in this way, you will be a good servant.
你要怎样在金钱上操练自己？
You must exercise godliness.
你要怎样的教导人？
You have to teach others.
你不要叫人小看你年轻。
Do not let anyone look down at your youthfulness.
你要以劝读劝慰教导为念。
And you pay attention to the public reading.
不可轻忽你的恩赐。
And do not neglect your spiritual gift.
到十六节的时候。
In verse 16.
请弟兄姊妹特别注意。
And please pay attention.
他说你要谨慎自己和自己的教训。
He said, pay attention to yourself and to your teaching.
要在这些事上恒心。
Persevere in this thing.
因为这样行，又能救自己，又能救听你的。
For as you do this, you will ensure salvation both for yourself and for those who hear you.
一个人怎样可以做话语的知识？
How can one become a minister of God's word?
一个人怎样能传神的话？
How can one be qualified to minister God's word?
一个人怎样才能做神的话语的出口？
How can you be the mouthpiece of God's word?
这里保罗特别提醒提摩太。
And here, Paul was called Timothy to attention.
他说你要谨慎你的自己和你的教训。
Because you must pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching.
许多的时候，
Many times,
我们以为做话语的知识，
We thought ministering God's word,
只要注意这个教训就可以了。
We pay attention on this matter of just teaching.
如果今天我们对圣经读得很熟，
If we are very familiar with the Bible,
如果我们今天我们对圣经的解说也有很多
And we know how to explain God's word.
如果今天我们有一点的口才
We have some eloquent.
这样我们就能传达神的话
And then we can preach God's word.
所以我们常常看见说
So we often see
当我们来摸到做话语的知识的时候
When we come in touch with this matter of ministering God's word
我们往往只注意到那个 这个教训话语这一方面。
We emphasizing on this matter of just teaching the word.
不错，这个教训话语是重要的。
Yes, teaching the word is important.
我们第一次已经说过了。
We mentioned already.
因为神的话语不像我们平常所想的。
Because God's word is so different from our words.
乃是里面是灵是生命。
Because God's word is life, God's word is spirit.
所以我们知道我们要注意我们自己的教训。
So therefore, we must pay attention to our own teaching.
但是
But,
保罗在这里给我们看见
But Paul shows us
要做神话语的指示
To be a minister of God's word
比自己的教训更重要了
Your own teaching is most vital
比自己的教训更重要的
That which is more important than your teaching
是你的自己
It is yourself
这是我们常常忽略的。神是注意我们这个人过于重视注意我们的话。
God is more pay more attention to you and then to the word you be speaking.
如果我们这个人不对的话
，If the man is wrong，
就是你的话说对了。
Even though your words correct，
在神的面前他是不对。
But in God's eyes is still wrong。
不但在神的面前不对
，Not only is not correct in God's eyes，
就是在人的里面也不对。
Even within man is still wrong。
因为什么原因呢
？Why？
因为就是你的话是对的。
Even though your words are correct words，
如果你的人不对
，But if your person is wrong， the person is wrong。
这个话的分量就减去。
The strength, the power, the measure of this word is decreased.
两个人可以说同样的话
Two persons can speak the same word.
但是一个人是被神用的
One is used by God.
做他话语的出口
He was God's mouthpiece.
一个人不是被神用的
But God is not used by God.
他虽然在那里说神的话他就是自己说的
But even though he was speaking God's word, but he's speaking out of himself.
所以要做话语的指示
So to be a minister of God's word.
我们这个人非常的重要
But this person, the man, is very important.
保罗在提摩太说你不可叫人小看你年轻
So Paul told Timothy, do not let anyone look down at your youthfulness.
你这个人要在神面前下功夫
You must be diligent before God.
这样你才能做话语的指示
Then you can be a minister of God's word.
所以今天早晨
So this morning,
我们愿意在这一方面稍微交通一点
So we'll share along this matter
怎样的人才能做话语的指示
What kind of person can be qualified to be the minister of God's word
巴不得神在幕后的时候兴起众弟兄姊妹来做话语的指示
We wish that the Lord will raise up all of us to be ministers of his word
你记得在旧约的时候
In the Old Testament time
摩西他觉得他的责任太重
Moses felt that his responsibility was too great
所以神说好
The Lord said all right
我要把赐给你的灵分给那七十个长老
He said, I'll take the spirit upon you and distribute it among the 70
还是那么一点灵
It's still one spirit
但是因为摩西他在那里退缩了
But because Moses was rich withdrawing
所以神说我要把给你的灵就分给七十个人
and I'll take the spirit upon you and distribute it among the 70
但是在七十个人中间只有六十八个人到摩西那里来
but out of the 70 only 68 came to Moses
还有两个人留在营里头
and two were left in the camp
我不知道为什么原因
I have no reason to know why
我只能猜说
I can only guess
也许他们看不起摩西
and because maybe they despise Moses
他们就跟摩西他这个人也软弱
and he said Moses is a weak person
所以就不听他的话
they will not listen to him
但是神的灵还是降在他们身上
but the spirit came upon them just as well
那么到约书亚听见了之后
and when Joshua heard it
他为摩西大跑不平
and he was very unhappy for Moses
他说这两个人不能说预言的
and he said those two should be disqualified
摩西说
and Moses said
巴不得神所有的百姓都做先知
and he said I wish all God's people were all prophets
亲爱的弟兄姊妹在我们这么后的日子
In this last day
人听不见神的话
Man cannot hear God's word.
圣经预言说
in the prophet,
日子要到
the day will come.
人从这个城到那一个城
they will go from this city to that city.
从东到西，从西到东
from east to west, from north to south.
他们在哪里寻找
they are seeking.
不是没有水喝
not because there's no water.
乃是寻找神的话
they were seeking, longing for God's word.
今天我们是不是在这样的光景中
Isn't that we in a similar condition?
我们看见神的儿女
We look at God's people.
在地上在哪里饥渴
They are hunger and thirst right here on this earth.
寻找神的话
They are looking, seeking for God's
word. 什么地方有神的话呢
Where God is speaking.
神在哪里说话吗
Where God is speaking to his people.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
巴不得今天神在地上
We wish God will raise up many
people
who can be true ministers.
能发生的话向他的百姓说
So that God's word can be released to his people.
神是何等愿意说话
God wants to speak.
但是他缺少器皿
But he lacks vessels.
所以巴不得
We wish.
神兴起许多的弟兄姊妹
God will raise up many brothers.
能做话语的出口
Can beministers of God.
今天教会在各处的地方
the church in many localities
都缺少神的话
there's a lack of God's word
不缺少讲道
there's no lack for preaching
但是缺少神的话
there's a lack of God's word
所以愿神兴起一般能说神话语的人
may the Lord raise up a group that can truly be ministers of his word
怎样的人却能说神的话
who can be God's ministers of his word
第一
first
他是一个得救的人
he is a saved person
不错
Yes.
有的时候神人也能用一个不得救的人来说他的话
Yes, true. Sometimes God can use an unsaved person to speak his word.
在历史告诉我们说
History tells us
甚至于没有得救的人
Even an unsaved person
当他们在那里读神读出神话语的时候
And when they can read God's word
听见的人得救
When they read those who heard, they became saved.
因为神的话是有能力的。
Because there's power in God's word.
但是这个是非常的。
But this is the unusual.
在正常的情形中。
But in a normal condition,
做神话语之事的人是一个蒙恩得救的人。
To be a minister of God's word must be a saved person.
所以我们看加拉太一章。
So let's turn to Galatians 1.
加拉太第一章十五节十六节
Galatians 1:15-16
然而那把我从母腹里分泌出来有施恩造我的神既然乐意将他儿子启示在我心里叫我把他传在外邦人中
But when he who had set me apart even from my mother's womb and called me through his grace was pleased to reveal his son in me that I might preach him among the Gentiles
这里我们看见保罗他是蒙神的选召
Here we find Paul was called of God
神把他的儿子启示在他的里面
And God revealed his son in him
叫他把这一位所启示神的儿子传给外邦人
To preach the Christ who was revealed in him to the Gentiles
如果我们自己不认识主
If we do not know the Lord
我们里面没有神儿子的启示
If there's no revelation of God's son within
我们就没有办法把神儿子启示传给别人
Then we cannot preach, share the revealed Christ in us to others
我已经说过了
I shared this before
我没有得救的时候我已经传道了
Before I was saved, I was already preaching
我还能记得
I still remember
我那一次要去讲道
When I was about to go to preach
但是我自己没有道
And I have no time to preach
但是我父亲是一个传道人
And my father was a preacher
他有很多的书
And he has a lot of books
所以我在他的书房里头就捡了一本的书
So I went to his library and pick up a book
我还记得
I still remember
这是一个美国很有名的传道人叫 Truett
It is a well-known American preacher
他里头有一篇道是挪亚的方舟
And there is a message in that book is about the Ark of Noah
我就把它翻成中文
And I translated that message into Chinese
我就把它记住了
And I remembered
那天我去讲挪亚的方舟
And that day I went to preach the Ark of Noah
我讲得头头是道
And I was quite pleased
讲完的时候
after I finished preaching,
我心里很高兴
I was still very happy.
但是唯一的遗憾呢
My first regret.
就是没有人称赞我
Because no one came and applauded me.
当然也没有人能够
And also no one was helped.
所以你如果里面没有主的话
If inside of you there is not the Christ
你就是能讲道
Even though you can preach
没有用处
Useless
你不能把主传给人
Because you cannot preach Christ to others
因为话语的知识是供应基督
Because the ministry of God's word is really ministering Christ
但是感谢神
But praise God
保罗他蒙恩之后
After Paul obtained mercy
他能就把他所得着的基督传给外面
He preached the Christ that's revealed in him and he preached Christ
第一
First
是得救的人
It must be a saved person
感谢主我们都是蒙恩得救的人
And thank God we are all saved by his grace
但是这个不够
But that's not sufficient
第二
Second
一个做话语之事的人必须是一个奉献的人
The one who is a minister of God's word must be a consecrated person
罗马十二章第一节
Romans 4 1
所以弟兄们为神的慈悲劝你们
I urge you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God,
将身体献上当作活祭
to present your bodies as a living sacrifice,
圣洁的是神所喜悦的
acceptable to God and well-pleasing,
你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的
which is spiritual service of worship.
一个要做话语出口的人
one who wants to be a minister of God's word,
必须是一个奉献的人
must be a consecrated person.
那么弟兄姊妹让我再加上一句
let me add something more.
我们以为说只有传道的人需要奉献
We have the concept only those who preaches they need to be consecrated
这就是我在旧的时候受领会
That was when I was saved that was my understanding
但是圣经说弟兄们
But the Bible says brethren
男弟兄和女弟兄
Female brothers and male brothers
因为我们里面都是儿子的生命
Because we are all sons before God
我们每一个蒙恩的人
All those who have received obtained mercy,
我们没有理由为自己活。
We have no right to live for ourselves.
我们应当把自己献上当作活祭。
We ought to offer ourselves up as a living sacrifice.
我们应当为他而活。
We ought to live for him.
我们应当让他在我们里面活出来。
We must allow him to live through us.
这个就是奉献的意思。
This is the meaning of consecration.
奉献不是说你要做什么。
Consecration doesn't mean you have to do certain things.
奉献是你把自己放在祭坛上。
Consecration means you put yourself on the altar.
让他来做一切他要做的事。
Allow God to do all what he wants to do.
所以我们每一个人都需要奉献。
So for us, all of us need to be a consecrated person.
一个没有奉献的人。
One who is not consecrated.
虽然他得救了。
Even though he is saved.
但是他还是以自己为中心。
But he became a self-centered person.
他还是根据自己的思想。
And he lived in his own thoughts.
他还是要他自己所要的。
And he still desired his own things.
喜欢他自己所喜欢的。
Still his own life.
所以圣经告诉我们说
The Bible tells us
在那个时候他的心思啊还没有更新而变化
That his mind has still not been renewed and transformed
一个没有奉献的人
One who is not consecrated
他有新的生命
He has a new life
但是他还有老旧的头脑
But he has an old mind
那还没有心思更新而变化
It's not a renewing of his mind
那么如果这样的话
If this is the case
你怎么能查验神的旨意呢
How can you know what is God's will?
你还是在那里就知道你自己的旨意
You only know your own will
所以如果神要你来传他话
If God wants you to preach his word
你就把你自己的意思与什么的话就调在一起
Then you mix your own thought, your own words with God's word
你能把什么的话讲得孤立八怪
And you mix all God's word up
用你自己的聪明
using your own natural intellect
用你自己的思想
use your own thought
来牛将神的话
manipulate God's word
这样的话神的话就被你毁坏
and now in fact you're destroying God's word
所以一个要传话的人
for one who wants to be minister of God's word
必定是一个奉献
he must be a consecrated person
在旧约的时候
in the Old Testament
那些的先知也好
Prophets
那些祭司利未人也好
priests and the Levites
所有侍奉神的人
all those who serve God
都是被分别出来的
they were all set apart
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
我们必须是一个奉献人
we must be a consecrated person
但是光奉献还不够
that's still not enough
这个不过是一个基础
but consecration that is simply the foundational work
第三
Third,
我们必须是一个被主破碎的人
For we must be a broken vessel person before God
因为我们虽然奉献的
Even though we are consecrated
但是我们这一个己的生命还是很刚强
But our self-life is still very strong
我们还是不肯放下我们自己
We're still not willing to let go of our self-life
如果这样的话
If that's the case
这个瓦器啊不破碎的话
And if the vessel is not been broken
里面基督的光就照不出来
The Christ the radiance of Christ cannot radiate
这个瓦器就是代表我们外面的人
The earthen vessel represents our external self of our man
我们知道保罗说我们有外面的人有里面的人
Paul said we have the external our man and also the inner man
我们这个外面的人就是这个瓦器
our outward man is this earthen vessel
我们里面的人就是基督在我们的灵里面
our inner man is where the spirit of Christ dwells
所以我们这个外面的人啊把这个里面的人完全隐藏起来
so our outward man confined sealed our inner man
叫这个里面的人没有办法冲出来
and so that the inner man cannot penetrate to the outward man
所以我们外面的人必须要被主破碎
so the outward man needs to be broken
那么里面的人才能一天更新一天
and then the inner man can be renewed day by day
外面的人就是我们这个魂的生命
and the outward man is our soul life
我们魂的生命不破碎的话
if our soul life It's not been broken.
灵的生命就不能得到释放。
Then the spiritual life cannot be released.
所以这一个就是说，我们每一个要做神话语之事的人。
That's why for everyone who wishes to be a minister of God's word,
必须要认识十字架。
They must know the cross.
让十字架在你的里面。做身体的工作
Allow the cross to do a deep work in our life
除去你魂的生命
Remove our soul life
让基督的生命能长大
So that the life of Christ may mature and grow within us
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Sisters
十字架如果不在我们里面做更深的工作
If the cross is not doing that renewing work from within
神的话在我们里面就没有办法的做释放。
Then God's word within us cannot have its release.
用一个比喻
，give an example.
如果今天你是一个头脑很聪明的人
，for example, you are one who is very intellectual.
你可以用你聪明的头脑来读神的话。
You can use your mind, good mind, to read God's word.
你能把神的话说得非常的高超
and you can speak God's word in such a refined way.
但是人所接触的是你外面的人。
But what God touches is you.
是你的聪明。
Is your intellect.
他并没有接触主。
But they did not touch Christ.
你知道我们在传道的时候有一个难处。
When we preach, we have a problem.
我们道是传了。
We have preached the word.
但是等我们传完了之后。
After we have finished preaching.
人在哪里说。
People say,
哎呀，你实在讲得很好。
And that was a good message.
你这个里头的话都是很有条理。
And you well organized and you have the appropriate words there.
但是他没有接触基督。
But they did not touch Christ.
这个是失败。
This is a failure.
如果人在那里听你讲道。
But when they hear you preach,
他忘记了你。
They forget about you.
但是他记得基督。
But they remember Christ.
他不在那里说你讲得好。
He didn't say, well, he's preaching so well.
他说你所讲的基督是好。
But he said, the Christ you preach his word.
这一个才是传神的话。
This is what minister of God's word.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们如果不是一个破碎的人。
If you are not a broken vessel.
我们给人的就是完整的自己。
What we give people is simply ourselves.
而不是那一位基督。
That is not Christ.
所以我们 们必须是一个破碎的人。
So therefore, we must be a broken vessel.
好像玛利亚一样
，like Mary.
要把这个玉瓶打破。
She breaks that vase.
基督的心里面高有的馨香就满了。
And the fragrance of the almond is manifest.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
多少的时候
，oftentimes，
我们看自己是玉瓶。
We look ourselves as though we were just alabaster vessel.
而不是瓦器。
It's not an earthen vessel.
如果你看自己是玉瓶，你舍不得打破它。
If you look at yourself as alabaster vessel, you don't want to break it.
巴不得主的爱感动我。
May His love constrain us.
愿意把这个玉瓶打破。
Allow it to be broken.
叫里面的膏油能满了屋子。
And the fragrance of the almond can fill the house.
叫基督的馨香。能充满了全地。
The fragrance of Christ will fill the whole earth.
所以必须是一个破碎。
So we must be a broken vessel.
第四。
Four.
一个要做话语出口的人。
For one who wants to be God, the minister of God's word.
必须是一个变化的人
，transform. He must be a transformed person.
变化和破碎有什么不同呢
？What's the difference between brokenness and transformation?
破碎是消极的
，brokenness is negative.
变化是积极的
，transformation is positive.
瓦器是破碎的
，the earthen vessel is broken.
但是里面有多少的宝贝呢
？But inside, how much treasure is within?
如果里面的宝贝是很少
，But if there's only little treasure within?
如果那个光很小
，But if the light is so weak?
那么你能供应人也是很少。
So therefore, the minister to others is limited.
所以我们需要里面有变化。
So therefore, we need an inward transformation.
里面变化能多。
The more we allow that transformation to take place,
基督在我们里面越丰富。
The fullness of Christ is incorporated into us.
在哥林多后书第三章第十八节。
Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18。
我们众人既然常作脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit.
这里告诉我们说变化。
Here we have this word transformation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
sisters,
什么是变化？
What is transformation?
在哪里变化呢？
Where this transformation takes place.
我们知道这变化的工作就是在我们魂的里面。
This work of transformation takes place in our soul.
我们灵已经活过来了。
Because our spirit is already quickened.
我们得到了一个新的灵。
We have a new spirit.
而圣灵就住在我们的灵里面。
And the Holy Spirit dwells in our spirit.
基督是我们灵的生命。
Christ is the life of the spirit.
但是我们这个人的魂
，But our soul，
我们的思想
，Our thoughts，
我们的情感
，Our feeling，
我们的意志
，Our intellect，
它是我们自己为中心。
Still ourself is still self-centered.
基是魂的生命
，Self is not soul.
所以你要看见说
，So we can see here，
圣灵要在我们魂里面做变化的工作。
So the Holy Spirit wants to do work a transformation in our soul.
什么变化呢
？How does he do it?
他要把我们这个极的生命置于死地。
He wants to put the self-life unto death.
他要把基督的生命充满在我们魂的里面。
He wants to fill the soul, our soul, with the life of Christ.
这个就是保罗在以弗所第三章的祷告。
This is the prayer of Paul in Ephesians 3.
基督住在你们的心里。
That Christ may dwell in your heart.
基督本来是住在我们的灵里头。
Originally, Christ was dwelling in our spirit.
现在基督要出来住在我们的心里。
And now he wants to move out and to dwell in our heart.
这样我们对于神的爱就认识了。
And then we can come to understand his love.
我们的感觉变化了。
And then our emotion is transformed.
神的感觉 在我们的感觉里流露出来。
And then the feeling of the Spirit Christ flows through our emotion.
我们的心思也改变了。
Our thought is transformed.
以基督耶稣的心思为心思。
And we have the mind of Christ.
我们的意志也改变。
And our will is changed.
不照我的意思，是照你的意思。
And no longer my will, but His will.
这个就是变化。
This is transformation.
这是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy
Spirit. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们需要这样的变化。
We need this transformation.
这样你就看见流露出来的都是基督。
So we know what comes up is Christ.
而不是你自己。
It's not ourselves.
用一个比喻。
Give an example.
好像在圣殿里面。
Like in a temple.
我们知道外人是代表我们的身体。
We know the outer court represents our body.
圣所代表我们的魂。
The holy place represents our soul.
至圣所代表我们的灵。
And the holy holes represent our spirit.
但是在圣所至圣所之间有一个幔子。
But between holy place and the holy holes there's a veil.
神的荣耀是在至圣所里面。
But God's glory is within the holy holy.
但是在圣所里看不见神的荣耀。
But in the holy place you cannot see the glory of God.
你需要点灯。
You need light. You need candlelight.
否则的话就没有光了。
Otherwise, there's no light.
但是弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
当幔子离开的时候，
but when the veil was torn,
至圣所里面神的荣光，
the light that's within the holy holies,
就进到圣所里面，
and penetrated into the holy place,
充满了圣所，
and filled the whole temple.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
这个就是变化。
This is transformation.
当我们魂的生命被破碎的时候，
when our soul life has been dealt with broken,
你知道十字架的工作，
the work of the cross,
最深的一步，
the deepest work of the cross,
乃是对付我们魂的生命，
is to deal with our soul life.
当他把我们魂的生命离开的时候，
and when he has torn our natural, our soul life,
那个时候基督的生命就要进到我们魂的各部分来，
then the life of Christ will fill into the different parts of our soul life.
叫我们思想主的思想。
So our mind will have the mind, we have the mind of Christ.
叫我们感觉神的感觉。
And our feeling will be His feeling.
叫我们理智神的理智。
And our will will be His will.
这样神的话在我们里面就不受折扣。
And then God's word is, will not be limited within us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
sisters,
这一个就是性格的养成。
This is the building up of the character.
我们知道今天我们在神的面前，
today we before God,
有一件事非常的重要。
There's one thing very important.
我们信主的人需要有性格的养成。
We need to cultivate our character.
本来我们老旧的生命，
we have an old life,
亚当的生命，
Adamic life.
这个生命里有一个性质。
This Adamic life has its nature.
就是犯罪的性质。
That nature is sin.
这个性质我们顺着它来活。
We live according to that nature.
活了几十年，
many many years,
就变成性格了。
Becomes our person, our character.
所以我们每一个人都有性格。
Therefore, we all have a personality.
虽然我们的性格不同，
even though we have a different personality,
但是都是亚当。
But it's all Adamic.
我们信主了。
After we believe,
我们有了新的生命。
We have new life,
基督的生命。
The life of Christ.
基督的生命有一个性情在里头。
But Christ's life has his nature.
新的性情。
A new nature.
但是这个性情，
this new nature,
也需要养成。
This new nature also needs to be cultivated.
你要顺着这个生命来活。
You must live by the Spirit.
这样才能成为一个新的性格。
And it becomes a new character.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so, brothers and sisters,
我们信主的人，
after we believe,
虽然有了新的生命，
even though we have new life,
有了新的性情，
we have a new nature,
但是你如果不顺着那个性情来活的话，
but we do not live a confident new life,
你还不会养成新的性格，
you cannot have a new character.
而新的性格就是变化。
And new character is because of transformation.
就是要磨成神儿子的形象。
It's to conform us to the image of Christ.
这个形象就是指说性格说的。
This image has to do with the character.
从我们里面变化。
Transformation is taking place from within.
基督成形在我们里面。
Christform within.
就是基督的性格从我们里面流露出来。
It is Christ's character flowing out through us.
这一个就是神的旨意。
This is God's will.
他就是要我们磨成他儿子的形象。
Because he wants us to conform to his son.
这样不但是我们传神的话。
So therefore, it's not just merely preaching God's word.
我们也能把我们自己建立个人的良心。
And we can commit ourselves to man's conscience.
福音就不被蒙蔽了。
And the gospel will not be veiled.
多少的时候
Oftentimes,
福音被蒙蔽
Gospel was veiled.
是我们把福音蒙蔽
Because we veiled the gospel.
因为人说话都不错
Man said, the words are all correct.
这个人不像
But the man is a different.
如果这样的话
But
我不相信
I won't believe it.
亲爱的弟兄们 我们需要在性格上要培养
So brothers, we need to cultivate our spiritual character.
我还有三分钟
I have three more minutes.
但是讲到性格
When you talk about this character
我没有办法三分钟就讲
I cannot finish it within the next three minutes
我只能提一下
I'll just mention
盼望弟兄姊妹能读一本书
I hope you will read this book
你特生弟兄有一本的书
Brother Nee has a book
你们原谅我常常提到你特生弟兄
Forgive me because I often mention him
因为我得到他的帮助
Because I receive much help from him
他有本书叫主工人的性格
He has a book on the worker's character
The character,
the character of God's worker
这里给我们看你要做神的工人
Here's what takes to be a God's worker
你需要有哪一种的性格
What kind of a character you need to have
他里面提到四种
And he mentioned 10 different things
那当然还不止四种
Of course, more than 10.
但是我今天就提五种。
But today I'll mention just five.
第一
First,
一个做神话语出口的人
The one who wants to be the minister of God's word.
必须有一个殷勤的心。
First, he must have a character of diligence.
罗马十二章十一节。
Romans 12:11.
殷勤不可懒惰。
Diligence and not being lazy.
一个要做神话语出口的人，必须是一个殷勤的人。
So for one who wants to be the minister of God's word, he must be a diligent person.
他不但有殷勤读神的话
，not only study God's word diligently.
他有殷勤活在神的面前
，he must also live before God diligently.
他有殷勤遵行神的旨意
，and also diligently doing God's word.
他有殷勤做神的工作
，and diligently doing God's work.
神从来不用一个懒惰的人
，God will never use a lazy person.
穆迪先生说
，Moody put it this way.
他说一个懒惰的人连撒旦也不要他。
He said, even Satan has no use for a lazy person.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们的难处在这里。
But brothers, this is our problem.
虽然在我们的天然的里面
，even in our natural life，
有的人殷勤一点，有的人懒惰一点。
There are those who are more diligent than others.
但是你来到神的事情的时候
，but when it comes to the matter of God，
殷勤的人也是懒惰，懒惰的人也是懒惰。
Those who are diligent become lazy, and the lazy still remain lazy.
这是很稀奇的事情。
It's very amazing.
所以你要看见这个殷勤不是天然的性格。
So therefore, we discover this diligence we talk about is not a natural thing with us.
有的人在世界上的事情要殷勤得很呢。
Some people are very diligent in the things of the world.
天没有亮就开始了。
Before the sun rises, they begin
to work. 一直到半夜才完。
Until midnight.
但是摸到神的事情呢？
When it comes to the things of God,
叫他读一分钟神的话，他就睡着了。
Ask him to read 1 minute God's word, he already went to sleep.
他在属灵的事情上是懒惰的。
But in the things of the Lord, spiritual things, he is lazy.
所以这个是需要培养的。
But this we need to be cultivated.
一个新的性格要培养出来。
We need to cultivate a new character.
所以年轻的人。
So my young people,
你们刚得救的时候
well, now you're saved,
你们要在神的面前立定一个心志
So determine before the Lord
每天要读多少的圣经
Every day you want to read so many chapters of God's word
起头是很难
The beginning will be very difficult
但是你要殷勤去做
But you must do it diligently
到一个时候
To the extent
成了习惯
It becomes a good habit
性格是从习惯来
Because characters because of good habit
所以你要造成一个新的性格
So you need to have a character built
殷勤不可懒惰
Be diligent and not lazy.
做神工作的人。
For this one to do God's
work. 无论得事不得事。
In all seasons.
你要传主的话。
We are to preach His word.
第二。
Second.
话语言语要有约束
restrain your speech
我们看雅各书第三章
when it comes to James 3
我们没有时间去看
we don't have time to read it
这里告诉我们说
here tells us
我们这个舌头啊是肢体中最小的
because our tongue is the smallest member of our body
但是没有人能管
but no one can tame it
只有圣灵能管
住 Only the Holy Spirit can tame our tongue
圣经里说多言多语啊难免无故Much speech carries transgression
Much speech carries much transgression
多言多语
Too much words, too much transgression
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
我们的话语要说有说
Therefore our speech needs to be restrained
你要说什么的话
You want to speak God's word
你的话如果不说有说的话
If your word speech is not restrained
一个泉源里头怎么能出两种的水呢
How can two different kinds of water come from one mouth
你不能用你的口咒诅人
You cannot use your, word, your mouth to curse
又在那里传什么的话
At the same timePreach God's word.
你不能用你的话在那里批评人。
You cannot use your word to criticize people.
又在那里传什么的话
？At the same time preaching God's word.
许多的时候
，often times，
因为我们多言多语的人
，is because we speak too much，
把我们属灵的能力统统漏掉。
We leak all our spirituality out.
罗德
Luther
Lot 多言多语
Lot He was a man of much speech
所以当他要传神的话的时候
So when he was about to preach God's word
连他家里的人都不信他
His own family refused to hear him
弟兄姊妹 这一个是我们要在神面前学习的
This lesson we must all learn before the Lord.
但是这是圣灵管制我们
But only the Holy Spirit can control our tongue.
如果你要自己来管理的话
You want to control your own tongue.
那你只有不说话了
Then you just keep your mouth closed.
因为你一开口就不行
Because the moment you open your mouth, no good.
但是感谢神
But thank God.
神会在我们的嘴唇上设一个守望点
But God can use our tongue and make us His watchmen.
当你要说不是神话语的时候
So when you want to say that word which is not of the Lord,
里面告诉你说停在这里
There's an inward voice that stop.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
所以连以赛亚都说我是嘴唇不洁的人
So even I said I'm a man of unclean lips.
住在嘴唇不洁的人
And I'm living in the midst of unclean people.
神的话是那样的圣洁
Because God's word is most holy.
我们要求神管理我们的舌头
We must ask the Lord to restrain our speech.
第三
Three.
我们的心情要稳固
So it's that we need stability.
我们不能可变失散
We cannot be changeable.
特别我们读到彼得前后书的时候
Since we read about Peter's epistles.
我们知道彼得他本来他的心情是活变的
We know Peter originally he was an unstable person.
但是因着神在他里面的工作
But because of the work of the Lord within him.
你读他的前后书
When you read his first and second epistles.
特别提到要坚固
And he talked about unmovable stability.
第四
Four.
一个要做神话语出口的人
To be a minister of God's word.
不能主观
You must not be subjective.
我们都是主观的
We are all subjective
people. 我们都有我们自己的意见
We all have our own opinions.
但是我们能摸神话
传神话的时候
So we come to God's word and preaching God's word
我们不能主观
We cannot be subjective
我们必须把我们自己的意见放下
We must lay aside our own thoughts, our own opinion
我们要让神来带领
We must allow the Lord to lead us
第五
Five
我们要做神话语出口的人
To be a minister of God's word
我们必须要有受苦的心情
We must have a mind to suffer
这是彼得前书第四章所说
This is what we find in 1 Peter chapter 4
我们愿意为着神的话而受苦
For his word's sake We are willing to suffer
所以性格的养成
So the building up of character
那最后
Lastly
我们不单是要是一个有变化的人
We not only need to be a transformed person,
我们需要有膏油的人。
We need to be one under the anointing.
旧约所有的君王、先知和祭司。
And the Old Testament, the kings and prophets and priests,
都要受膏。
They are all one anointed.
他们的工作是在膏油的底下。
And their work is under the anointing.
所以在新约的时候。
So in the New Testament,
我们看见
we see there,
要做神的工作。
To do God's work,
要传神的话。
One who preach God's work,
你需要有神膏油的涂抹。
We must come under the anointing.
在圣灵的涂抹之下
The anointing of the Holy Spirit
在圣灵的管理之下
The control of the Holy Spirit
在圣灵的充满之下
The filling of the Holy Spirit
是圣灵把神的话吐出去
It is the Holy Spirit give forth the word
是圣灵来用神的话做神的工
It is Holy Spirit using God's word accomplishing God's word
因为神的话是圣灵的宝剑
Because God's word is the sword of the Holy Spirit.
不是你的宝剑，也不是我的宝剑。
It's not your sword, not my sword.
许多的时候，我们用神的话来刺人。
Oftentimes you use our God's word sword to pierce people.
但是只有圣灵能用神的话。
But only the Holy Spirit can use God's word.
只有他配用神的话。
Only He alone is qualified.
当他用神话语的时候
，When He is using God's word,
像两刃的宝剑一样
，It's like a two-edged sword.
就要刺入破开
，It will penetrate the dividing.
亲爱的弟兄
，Brothers and sisters,
我们需要有神的膏油。
We need the Lord's anointing.
每一次你传神话语的时候
，Every time we minister His word,
你要对什么说
？We have to ask.
我不配。
I'm not worthy.
我也不能。
I cannot.
我仰望你。
I look to you.
你的灵托庇我。
Fill me with your spirit.
你的灵托住你的话。
Use your the spirit take the word.
你的灵做你的工。
The Holy Spirit do your work.
不是依靠势力。
Not by power.
不是依靠才能。
Not by might.
是靠着我的灵。
It's by the spirit.
才能成事。
Then the Lord's work will be accomplished.
这是耶和华说的。
This is the word of the Lord.
我们低头。
Let's bow our hands. Lord, we present these words to you and under the covering of your precious blood. We confess we are not worthy to announce your word.
但是我们感谢赞美你
Are we thank you?
因为你竟然降卑你自己
Because you condescended yourself
你要用人来说你的话
You want to use man to speak your word
求你在我们人的身上
We ask you to do a work
在我们每一个人身上做神奇的工作
In each of our hearts, our lives, do your deep work
好叫你的话
So that your word will not be discounted.
好叫你的话不至于说错。
So that your word will be correct.
好叫你的话能力不减少。
So that your word have its full strength and power.
我们的神啊
，Lord，
愿你说话。
Do speak.
做你的工。
Speak to your work.
成就你的旨意。
Accomplish your will.
得着你的荣耀。
And have your glory.
奉主耶稣的。
Amen, Lord Jesus.